Insights in your area. School is a session, then you will see the fun will never pass. Take sides in the fight that will be. Here comes the Detroit Smash.
Yes, it is time for the My Hero Academia banger. Manga Reading Club podcast. I was going to have Jenny with the banger. It's a part of the Weird Science Network of the or family of things. Now I'm all off. This was a different deal here. A family, not a network. But yes, we end up having that. I blame the chorus on not tons rhyming with stork except dork, which is on one of the other ones that we'll play later. Some point, there is one that I have to go searching.
My fantasy team is Storks Dork, so I'm fine with that.
This was my favorite because the robot asked, where's Luke? Which is the question on everybody's mind, including manga robots. But
doing the Irish puke.
Yeah, he might be. Like, yeah, well, what rhymes with that? You end up where, does stood up rhyme with that? Does this rhyme? But here we are with My Hero Academia chapter or number 91, Symbol of Peace. And as Luke would say, crispy color page. It is really good.
It is.
Like, this is one that you could put as, you know, a background and things like that. It looks really cool.
Earl Rocca, I didn't recognize her at first without the color, but yeah, she looks great.
I like how she's just like leaning with the pole and like directing traffic, right? Yeah, that's what it seems. But while that's going on,
I don't know, he's doing Tai Chi.
He's doing Karate Kid. It looks right like that. He's like doing, but it's actually like the most bad butt version of Mineta ever, right there. But yeah, everybody's posing off. Crazy pose up. And in fact, I was looking to see, does an invisible girl actually cast a shadow at the deal? Because I'd love for the fact that they're like, oh, she's there. You just can't see her. That'd be hilarious. But it is the Symbol of Peace chapter 91. And it's a pretty big chapter again. I mean, we have All for One versus One for All. And also the kids trying to save their buddy Bakugo, which we were afraid of what he would do. And at the beginning, when you see and you get to the proper chapter, I thought that what we were seeing is he let go. Like, I actually, like, when you first turn the page and before you start, yeah, I'm like, he just wanted to get a little bit further away and drops in and maybe gets hit. Or the big play is they're trying to grab him and leave without him, which we were worried about.
The black panels at the top told me, Jim, that this was sort of a bit of a flashback.
I'm saying when I first get out, but then, if you notice,
it does fade to white.
Yeah, no black panel. And all I saw were hands apart. And I'm like, oh, he slipped. But it's not that. And they actually get away. And yeah, the whole strategy as, hey, this is what we're going to do. And while this is going on, they're even saying to Bakugo, listen, you hit your explosions in sync with me. And we go. Ida says that still in his outfit. And I love the idea. I just needed Bakugo to say, what are you guys doing? Like, well, why are you dressed up as this crazy deal and then have, this is Todoroki. You end up where he gets right back to being, you know, classic. You know, they write him perfect. The idea of, well, what's going on?
You sync with me. Yeah, I'm not syncing with you.
That's the best. They save him from all that's going on. They're in the middle of the air. They're flying with the, and he says, you sync with me. And then you have them. It's no time for egos, which is true. And, it's one of those things with Bakugo, too. I think that he has to say stuff like that. If he doesn't, he'll never forgive himself that he didn't make it seem like he didn't like
it. Yeah, it's that bravado that he still has to display, even though we've seen the cracks in the veneer, I feel, where he does like certain students and things like that. Even Midoriya, when he said, don't save me, I think that was more about protecting Midoriya than saving himself.
Again, I hope that we get back to that with the idea, because I kind of think that at some point Midoriya is going to want to, like, thank him? Or, like, actually thank Bakugo, like, hey, you really...
And Bakugo will shove in his face.
Yeah, that, and I'm waiting for that. That's what I'm telling you. But what I need to have... It's weird, but why I respect Bakugo is usually you'd have this idea where if Midoriya, like, went to see him in an empty room, you would have some, okay, hey, listen, I don't know, okay, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He is a jerk like nobody's watching. That's what he is, like, all the time. But we like it. That's him. That's great. But the little points of the don't try to save me, that's what makes us still.
He's got the heart of the hero, though. That's what and I was worried about. And I think we both were when he's got kind of recruited by this League of Villains. Like, oh, he might turn. He could. But he hasn't. So I think that's the bottom line, that he still is a hero, even though he's brash and brags and is mean to Midoriya, our main hero.
Bully. He's like, still he's a hero. The only bully that actually you might like, right? It's crazy. And he's very popular. But you have Magni, the magnetism villain. I'm like, all right. And they end up setting up this idea where I can, you know, magnetize everybody, not myself. I can do this, and they do this magnet attack. I'm telling you, I don't quite get it. But what I love then is what looks like Luke Hollywood. Every time he comes back from the bar, Mount Lady's just like, prioritize the rescue. Go on, you dumb kid. Just falls over because she got hit. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, she comes out of nowhere and just gets smacked in the face by Magic Man. And she is rough for wear. But I think she stepped up, too. Like, it does seem like she's trying to save these kids, even though she calls them dumb kids. And I'm like, hey, I'm with you, Mike.
She's in concussion protocol, too. And she's going down.
And she's down for the count.
And I love that smile on her face. She's like, hey, guys, what's going on? Like, it's like she smashed and then just goes boom and falls down, which is crazy. So all this going on, and you end up there, then, you know, the attacks are going and the villains start getting attacked. They don't even know what's going on. It's Gran Torino, which he steps up, has this like building Crocs on. I like
it. I'm sure you do.
Yeah. And yeah, you end up where there's that cool banner between him and All Might, too, where he's like, you're late. And then Gran Torino's like, you're too quick. And then they're just going. And then again, you end up where you see that, you know, All For One recognizes Gran Torino and recognizes the idea of Shimura, who we've mentioned before, the precursor, the last bit of All For One, and or One For All, and or All For One. See, I'm telling you, now I swear to God, I get so confused, right? But at that too, you end up where All Might, he's having problems. The time is running out. Now, I think that in this, to me, we've already extended the time a little from what we've seen before and the power deal, but you have to play the game. But he keeps on covering up his nose and the idea we know that, you know, he'll have, he'll bleed, things like that. But in that, the worst is that All For One realizes that he's like, you still don't have all your power. Like, and that really is like a big moment where I thought, oh, crap. Like, are we actually going to see the death of, you know, All Might? I didn't know, because the idea of this going on, you do have the play of Bakugo still with, like, when you say that he comes up the hero deal, he realizes that he had to kind of get out of the way of things so that All Might could fight. And mentions, like, I got to, you know, he can't be worried about me. So that the idea of the saving him was a good idea. Like, he has to admit that he has to get kind of out of this fight because of that. And it allows All Might, hoping that he, you know, and Bakugo doesn't know anything about All Might's troubles or whatever, but this is like he thinks, oh, he can take care of him. Then we actually get to see All For One use his, like, awful sucking the power ability as he gets from he gets the magnetism. It's just a crazy deal when you're going on and he grabs the stuff and he's going to end up teleporting all of the bad guys away. Toga just doesn't know what the hell's going on.
Well, he activates Magna's power. Magna's
power and uses it to zip everybody.
And she's the only female in the vicinity, so she has got the north, and all the south males get sucked towards her.
And she's like, oh my God, they're coming in too fast. There's a little sus deal. And she's like, oh no, the men are coming. But yeah, and that's the whole play, is the females and the males have different poles.
It's a crazy weird
deal. It is weird. It's a weird play of going. But I love the actual realization by Toga. She's like, no, you're coming too fast. But they're going through a portal. Yeah. And, you know, this whole play is that he just wants to save Shigaraki. The idea, and even at one point, they're trying to figure out how they can attack. But now they have to get out of there. They have to swoop them out. And you do see, as Shigaraki gets taken, you see as he was, you know, approached by the deal as a kid. And he's like just some little kid who looks like he's got problems and looks like he might be on his own, like a little boy. It's kind of sad as he, this is the guy who is like a father to him. He grabbed them and grabbed them, it seems, but he yells, "I'm not ready." And in that, did you think this was like All for One saying, "I'm done. Like, I need to get you guys out and carried on." That's what I thought.
And that's what Shigaraki is saying. With that body, you'll know. Don't suck me out of here with this warp factor, because I need to help you. And yeah, All for One says, I have to check that, "You will continue this war." So I felt like he was giving up.
He might not realize at that point exactly that, you know, All Might isn't quite what All Might should be. So maybe he is doing that and it just didn't come to be. But All Might, he's pissed. You end up where, you know, Gran Torino's upset. But in that, you do, like I said, you have that idea that this is it for up. And how would we know any different? I mean, yeah, this is the big bad, but he is kind of not, you know, what he should be or, you know, raised up yet. So him going off, I think that it was the idea. I got to get you out of here.
Mirror of Shigaraki and Midoriya and All Might and All for One, that they just mirror each other, that those two heroes, pro heroes and villain, they aren't at full power. And just like Midoriya and Shigaraki are kind of learning from them and trying to take over for them, it seems. So I think that's just, it's really well played.
Yeah. And I think that the worst part, thinking about it, like, I think we mentioned it, you know, one of the episodes with this, where All for One, he's getting more power, like he's getting his powers.
He's on the upswing. And yeah,
All
you're
Might's
right
on the backside, and I think they're at that even point where they're passing each other and the deal. But I guess at this point, you do seem to think that All for One is there to. He says, "I just came to save Shigaraki. That's the only reason I did this. I'm saving him, and everything's fine now." But he does recognize then that you're not as powerful as you were, and says, "You still don't have your full power." And that seems like that could be like really bad as they go forward, that he realizes that, but not realizing that Midoriya might be taking his place. But we get a Detroit Smash and you have they both hate each other. And it's pretty much the idea. I hate you, All Might, because you go and you get a little bit of a play here of you go and beat the crap out of everyone. But yet they say that you're there for peace, and it's bull crap. Like, it's nonsense.
A view from up there. I like that line.
Yeah, and he's like, "I don't like that. Like, you're so violent, you're so over the top and all this, but they call you the symbol of peace because of that."
Say you're beating up my villains and friends. So it's like,
it's still though, I guess that what he's like is like, listen, what they should say is you're the symbol of, you know, retribution. Like, he should be the Punisher. Not Superman, maybe. I don't know, but he just doesn't like the semantics of it.
Yes.
And I'm sure that one of the things that drives him nuts is that he's always smiling. Like, you are taking down my buddies and you're always smiling. But Midoriya love. But yeah, and it is actually in this chapter, like you said, with the two sides, it is like the idea of like terrorist versus freedom fighter, the idea of which side you're on and through the vision of what you're into. But we even have that in the villain side. Because of Stain and stuff like that. It's a crazy, you know, back and forth, but it gives you like these villains for the most part aren't just like cut and dry black and white for a lot of the philosophies of them.
Well, we don't know the past as of this point of All for One. We just assume that he's the big bad guy, and he seems to be, but what's the backstory? We don't have the full story yet.
Yeah, and we mentioned Shimura in here, and that seems to be something that All for One knows that's kind of a dig. That's something they'll get. But when you end up where Detroit Smash and All for One just kind of grabs it and stops it and takes it and says, "You still can't fight at full power, huh?" And he's like, kind of like, "Hey, maybe I can get out of this." And then this is where I love, because the kids, for the most part, are out of the picture at this point.
Yeah.
And I think this is where All Might not just is able to fight without worrying about Bakugo, but he can get angry. And is the most we've seen. Like, he gets so over the top.
I thought he killed him.
I did too. And you get the idea through all of this is that, first off, he's got to get this done. He is going to end up, and if he becomes, you know, Small Might, he's done. Actually, I'm telling you, if he does, and you end up, I think that All for One would probably just laugh at him and leave. Maybe it'd be a weird play, but he's gonna and he yells, "Shut up!" I mean, mm-hmm. this whole thing of why would you even do this? And he says, "Shut up! That's what you do. You toy with people's lives. You break them. You steal from them. You take advantage and manipulate them. You sneer at them when they're just trying to live their everyday lives." And for that, and you know, says, "I can't forgive you." And just wallops him
right through his mask. And that looks like his arm is deep in that
yeah.
mask.
Oh, yeah. And there's blood coming. I mean, yeah. it looks like he's like hit a, you know, a ball of jello. Like it looks like it is done. And he reached his limit. He says, "I've reached my limit." And yeah, and then you just have like trash talk. He says, "Oh, you're getting emotional." I'm like, "How are you talking? Like, what is left?" And he says, "I seem to remember hearing that exact line once before from the previous person to inherit One for All, Nana Shimura." And one of the big things of this is, too, is that that's kind of a ominous thing to realize that All for One knows that this power passes on. And probably is the idea knows that when these weakened things go on,
who's the next play, to get it?
And yeah. so he knows there's somebody that has already gotten a bit of that, and like that'll be where he's trying to figure it out. Because when he says this, yeah, I think it's the deal, but it's that's more of a Gran Torino thing to really get upset about Shimura. That's more of Gran Torino's deal. It was the person before, but it's crazy. And yeah, I think it's more than what it kind of plays out as. It's more ominous of it that he kind of knows. Then we go off, and it's kind of funny where we then have, like, when I'm reading it in the app, we have like an empty page, which is my hero. And then we go to the kids afterwards, and then a redo of the number 92 One for All deal. It's like it ends up going to the next chapter in the thing. So I think that's where it ends, right? It's weird. If people are reading it on the app, it kind of ends up switching to the next chapter before this chapter's over. So I won't tell you what. Yeah, it's very odd.
Yeah, I didn't look ahead.
To show you the deal of it, it ends up where you get that, and they're like, they're recovered and they're talking about things. So thing is, I just realized I thought it was part of the chapter as well, and realized, oh, now it says number 92. We're still in 91. What's going on? But that's it. And that's a better ending. I'm telling you, it's just them talking on the phone. And I'm like, why would they end there? It's very odd. But you do get a good Bakugo moment, so we can look forward to that. It threw me off now, but I saw this. I'd have to show you the deal. You have to see it in the app. But what would you give this?
I'm down on this one, mainly because I thought a lot of the action was really hard to follow in it.
Yeah, it was.
A lot of the fighting. And it was a big
was
fighting
very
chapter.
Odd, right?
I'm like a 7.3. I think
I'm a 7.5, Mr. Okay. Negative Nancy.
All right. There's really cool moments, especially All Might going bad, but... again,
too much explosions and things going on to actually follow some of the stuff.
Yeah, a lot of the art was a little bit hard to follow, so that's why I'm down on this chapter. But still, I mean, big moments.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. And the idea that All Might just going off, we haven't seen that. I'll tell you where. It's Magnate when he explains the power, and then you see kind of what happens to Mount Lady. But then you have Gran Torino comes in and starts, but don't see him. And I didn't know if this was still the magnet power that was going back on him. It was very weird.
I just feel like it could have been a little more explained or, yeah, a little clearer. But, yeah, but still pretty good.
I'm mad now that I get it throws me that they actually messed up and they go to the next chapter because it's my favorite Bakugo moment. I thought it was part of this chapter. So we'll have to go
you read
to
ahead,
the next
huh?
one. Yeah, I've read one page that they have, and then I hope that they have that page again in the app in the next deal. But if anybody knows what I'm talking about, let me know. If maybe it's just my app. It's just singular. But yeah, I'm 7.5. You're a little bit lower, but that would be it for that. And thanks, everybody, for listening. If you want to get some extra stuff and get early access at points to these, you can help us out for everything we do to go into our Patreon, patreon.com/weirdsciencemanga. But with all of that, we'll be back next week to talk to you, so we'll talk to you then.
See ya.
You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.